Got a bit of an announcement. This is sort of, I'm not quite sure how to say this. So here's a little peek behind the curtain. Radio announcers are always very well prepared. Mm-hmm. I'm not prepared for this at all.
You've got this. Are you going to cry?
No, I'm not going to cry. So should we rip the Band-Aid off?
Should we? Is that how you want to do it?
In two more Fridays' time, it will be my last show on More FM.
So sad.
So it is a bit of big news.
Yeah.
I'm still staying here at MediaWorks.
Yeah. Or
obviously, and I'm still going to be the general manager, and I'm still going to do a breakfast show. But I'm moving stations.
Hmm.
All right, so I'm going to go from More FM to the breakfast. So a lot of people sort of, oh, hang on, how does MediaWorks work? Imagine you've got, say, Coca-Cola, right? It's a big company.
Yeah.
And they also do Sprite and L&P and, you know, Lyft and all that sort of stuff. This is MediaWorks, right? MediaWorks is the company, and we have several brands of radio station.
Yes.
For example, in Wairarapa, we have The Edge, The Rock, The Sound, all, you know, you see where I'm going with this. More FM, obviously. Better mention that one. We're on it. But yeah, so from next year, on the 20th of January, I will be doing the breakfast show locally on The Breeze.
Yes.
My good friend Simon Lana, who I know and love and have mass respect for, I worked with Simon, I don't say how long ago. it was quite a few dinners ago when I was in Christchurch, who is just the most down-to-earth, loveliest man you'll ever meet. Lana, an unbelievably talented broadcaster, and Speedy and Bondi bring you the, you know, the Breakfast Club. They're here early in the morning, and, you know, you probably would have heard them on a Sunday morning. They're going to be coming into Wairarapa and doing their show like they do in many other parts of the country. This is a move for me that is kind of natural.
Yeah.
And it's a nice, easy move. And damn, you're saying you're going to cry. I'm not. I've spent 21 years at More FM,
yeah.
Which is two-thirds of my career.
Yeah.
I thought about this last night. I was like, holy hecka. I mean, I've done 30-odd years radio. 21 of them have been here in the place that I love, the place that I call home, and Wairarapa, right? So to go from any change was always going to be like, oh, wow. And so, yeah, so it's happened. It was, to be honest, it was always going to happen eventually. And we are making the announcement to you because we owe it to you now, rather than you turning on the radio on the sort of 20th of January going, hey, hang on, where the hell's BG? So big move for me. And as many of you know, I'm also the general manager here. So obviously that's a fairly demanding job. And this will make potentially my job a little easier. Or harder, yet to be seen.
Yet to be seen.
No, it won't. But just want to reaffirm my absolute love and commitment to Wairarapa. The local show will move from More FM to The Breeze.
Yeah.
I'm very much looking forward to taking that on. If you're listening at Castle Point Riversdale, you will get The Breeze. You know, that from next year. You can also listen to any shows on Rover, which is quite handy, right? So download the app. There's also some really good prizes in there too. Yeah. And who doesn't love prizes? So a bit of an announcement from me.
Yes, how are you feeling?
Glad it's off my chest, if honest. I mean, I love More FM, and this won't mean anything to anyone, but the behind-the-scenes stuff is people like Jason Royal, Dr. Dave, who you hear in the afternoon, they both help immensely with the show, and they're fabulous. We give them stick all the time, but Bosto, our big boss at More FM, is one of the most amazing, driven guys in the world who just wants the best for his brand. And he flipped me an email the other night saying, you know, we're going to miss your More FM. And that's when I kind of went, wow, this is real, you know? So.
Oh, you got this.
Damn you. I'm going to miss it.
Yeah.
But I'm here for another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And we're going to make it the best goddamn 2 weeks that More FM has ever seen in Wairarapa.
Yes. And not going anywhere, going to The Breeze.
No, so. And I am excited about it. I think it's going to be amazing. I love the music. There's some absolute bangers in there. And it is. It's going to be cool. But 21 years of More FM is a long time.
It is, and you'll be missed, I'm sure.
You can join me, or you can stay with Si and Lana, who are, like I said, the most amazing, professional, awesome team. And when I reflected on it last night, Jess, I thought 21 years, you were still pipping your diapers when I started here at More FM.
I was really 1 year old.
You're like, oh, wow, actually.
It's a bit sad, isn't it?
So, yeah. Let's not dwell on this too long because there's only a very small box of tissues and the boss, he is really tight. I'm very much looking forward to the challenge in the new year. Things change. People change. I've certainly got older, a little bit fatter. But I'm very much looking forward to joining the Reece family next year. Still part of MediaWorks. Still very much 100% local. We love Wairarapa. We are not going anywhere as a company. And, in fact, what we're doing is bringing in an amazing show and moving the other amazing show to the Breeze.
Yes.
If you look that way.
Yes.
So, yeah, bit of an announcement this morning. And if you want puns, obviously, they'll still happen.
Dad jokes.
It is 8 to 8. No.